Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. A lot of stuff we've gotten into throughout the course of the show. If you stayed up late last night, you saw Kyle Schwarber win the All-Star game for the National League. Unconventional fashion. They do a swing-off. Three competitors for each team compete in a mini home run derby. Kyle Schwarber, three swings, hits three home runs, wins the MVP award for the National League. And off that, we've been talking about the top five athletes of the last 25 years, something they're doing on the midday show this week. Would you have any current Philadelphia athlete on the top five list? John was considering Kyle Schwarber. I think we kind of talked you out of it.
Well, sure. But, it was spectacular what he was able to do last night. It's possible if he had been a Philly for his entire career in the major leagues, he would be. Undoubtedly, he would be a consideration for everyone's list. You know, being a world champion as a Cub, a guy who's been in this league as long as he has been, the leadership that he brings, his involvement in the community, the guy is everywhere. Everyone, you really got to look up to the way he inserts himself, like the community.
Did Jalen Hurts make your top five list? I don't remember.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is my number two.
Okay,
my top five list. But my problem is if I try to get Kyle Schwarber in my top five list, he displaces Brian Dawkins.
Right.
That does not feel right.
Can't do that.
That's hard.
No,
it
can't work for me. So I have Kelce, Jalen Hurts at two. Donovan McNabb at three.
Well,
and I can't
like
believe
you have
got those guys switched.
Well, I don't have Donovan on mine. The only Eagle from that era I had on was Brian Dawkins. I had Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, and Allen Iverson. They're my five. Not in that order, but they're my five on the list. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Discuss in the last segment, and I'm interested to get people's takes on this. Who do you consider to be the best quarterback in Eagles history, Jalen Hurts or Donovan McNabb? I still consider it to be Donovan McNabb. I just think he was the better player overall than Jalen, but would love to get your take on that. And then with the All-Star game, we were talking about this home run derby thing and whether the swing-off in the regular season should supplant the zombie runner. I thought it was really fun. I think it would be a really cool concept for them to implement during the regular season. But I do want to, real quickly, talk about a couple of other things with the All-Star game last night. We mentioned all the players going back to wearing their own team jersey, team uniform. That was a unanimous hit. Even like Aaron Boone during the game took a shot at Major League Baseball, essentially, and was like, thank God we finally corrected this from the last couple of years. So that was great. But the other thing that we were talking about a little bit before the show off the air is it was amazing how efficient the automated ball strike system was that they used last night. Now, this is probably coming to Major League Baseball next year where you can challenge ball strike calls. And I watched that game last night, and it just made me like, if you're one of these people who still wants, I don't know, the purity of the game or tradition and want umpires to get calls wrong, that opinion couldn't be any more ridiculous.
Is there anyone
this was
left?
So easy for them to do last night.
Is there
great.
Anyone left who thinks that this isn't going to work? Is there anyone left who wants to keep it the old way?
The camera.
I do think
probably
it's probably
like Joe and Spike.
But I think he's being foolish.
How could you possibly want that? Like, it was so efficient. Like, literally, the batter taps his helmet, and within 5 seconds, we have a ruling. It's not like the NFL where they go under the hood and it takes 5 minutes. It's instantaneous. Like,
so it's the batter can challenge it, but then the pitcher and catcher can also?
Yeah.
Yep.
All three of them.
Yes.
Okay.
So just those three.
Well,
and that's it.
It's just those three.
Okay, so the batter's not relaying to the dugout and then dugout challenge.
The dugout is not allowed to challenge. Batter can challenge if it a strike should have been a ball. Pitcher or catcher can challenge a ball that should have been a strike.
That's even better because I would love like a batter to be like Alec Boehm when he struck out on that pitch essentially right down the middle a couple weeks ago against the Reds. Alec Boehm challenges that call and then Topper, you know, freaks out at Alec Boehm. What the hell are you challenging that for?
There's no doubt there's a few guys on the Phillies who'll be very bad at challenging calls.
Boehm, I feel like, will challenge five calls a game.
That'll be, like, well on the plate, yeah.
Now, is it unlimited until you lose
two? No, yes. So you get two strikes, basically. Okay. If you keep getting them right, you can keep going.
Yeah, you can keep going.
Okay. I wish they could just implement this immediately. I wish they could just do it right after the break. It was so much, like, it was so efficient. It was, like, astonishing to me.
I think they tested it also in spring training of this previous season. I just hope it doesn't add too much time after the progress that we've made with overall runtime of games with the pitch clock. I don't want this to, like, add 10, 15 minutes to each game. You know what I'm saying?
Mean, if it works the way it worked last night.
It was quick last night, yeah, and that's great. But it's also a game that didn't really matter last night. So
yeah, but it's like, I think it's pretty easy. Like, you have the box. I mean, the ball's either in or it's out.
Yeah.
And, you know, just...
I thought it was speedy. The game was
long, but they had a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
They always, you know, they
it's hard to
extra
know
stuff.
How
they
much,
do a lot of extra stuff in the All-Star game.
The bloated nature of an All-Star game leads to a little bit longer. It's hard to know how much was just the All-Star game fanfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I overall really, really liked it, though, and yeah, it was just cool to see.
It's better. They're willing to change the game, and it's helping the game.
Yeah,
I like that. I like the idea of bringing these new ideas to light, actually enacting the new ideas. Baseball's doing it now, and I think it helped the game. It sped up the game a ton. I mean, it shaved an hour off of games.
I mean, there is
a couple years ago.
There is still some dumb stuff, though, like. I was upset with this the other day. Like, the stupid Legends pick. Like, we really need Clayton Kershaw in the All-Star game when he doesn't deserve it at all.
Clayton Manning.
Clayton Kershaw, the biggest choker in the history of baseball. I don't know. Just, I'm not a Clayton Kershaw guy, if you haven't gathered that.
You didn't think it was cool listening to him talk about how bad he was spiking his pitches last night?
That's another thing. Don't interview the pitchers during the game when they're pitching. Okay, I'm okay with the infield interviews. I'm not in love with them, but whatever.
I hate them. Yeah, they're just kind of awful.
But you can't interview, like, Scooble is getting lit up on the mound the first inning.
Yeah, the pitcher is a bad idea.
I mean, I may have had a couple bucks on the AL last night. I feel like I should get my money back. If they're going to be,
now we understand.
If they're going to be interviewing a pitcher during the game, I mean,
it
could affect his performance.
That doesn't seem like a wise, I don't know. What informed that bet?
Nothing. Just they were the underdog, and I wanted a reason to root for a team in the game. It's really that simple.
Betting on the All-Star game is like next level.
That does
sicko.
Feel wrong.
Oh, it's like $10 bet. Come on, you want to have a reason to root for it, right? Am I alone on this?
And it does. I gave up on betting anything baseball a while ago just because it's not.
It's so difficult.
Like, football, basketball, you can do more research, you know, see how defenses, offenses match up. But, like, baseball, it just wasn't working for me.
Jeez,
so I gave up.
Now you guys are making me feel bad about myself. Make me feel like a degenerate gambler.
No. I respect it. I didn't even know that you were able to bet on
you
the All-Star.
You respect it.
I do.
Look at John.
I just wonder what informed that decision. Like, what?
Nothing.
Was there something where you're like, oh man, I got a strong
He's
feeling
just a sicko
on this.
The AL's coming in hot. They've won like 9 of the last 10. You know, you're bound to keep the streak going.
And they have
like,
Scooble on the mound.
In his defense, the good thing about betting is it if you're not interested in a matchup or like an All-Star game and you're bored, there's no other sports on, it gives you a reason to be invested in it.
Yeah, sure. There you go. So thanks for making me feel bad about myself, John. Jeez, really appreciate it.
No, you're being a bad teammate again.
This is a common theme with you.
You're killing John.
You guys are laying it on thick with this teammate thing.
You got to support Joe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to support Joe no matter what.
Do you think John should support Joe in the competition?
No matter what.
I can't wait for this tennis thing now. You got to dress like the part for the ball boy.
How do you do that?
Too.
You just wear a short little white
shorts? I think you got to wear all white. You got to wear a headband.
Not Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But I'm playing on grass.
Yeah.
The white. I don't have tennis shoes.
Tennis attire?
You definitely have like white sneakers. Somewhere.
I don't have any white sneakers.
Really?
I don't.
We can get you some white sneakers.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
I'm a not white sneakers person.
Okay. We'll figure that part out.
I think we can talk to Ava or something. Ava will be able to wrangle you some sneaks.
The sneakers got me into a lot of trouble, man. back in the day.
But did they?
The pro yes, at the Virginia Slims tournament.
That's right.
The pro kid sneakers are what got me kicked out of tennis permanently.
Bringing the story full circle.
Do we think the camera's going to be a grunter in this tennis match?
Oh my God.
I hope not.
Probably.
I just thought about that, but he definitely is.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it'll probably, but it'll probably be a thing where he thinks that'll get in Jack's head if he grunts when he hits the ball.
Or he does his, like, the camera, like, not,
bang! As he hits it every time,
That was a good impression.
Good. I mean, I've heard it a couple times,
Almost as good as the afternoon show's impression of James earlier on.
That was mean.
that was wrong.
It was mean yet solid.
Very solid.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Steve in Woolgrove. What's up, Steve?
Yo, TK, good morning.
What's up, Steve?
Listen, real fast. How about we look at Jalen Hurts' first 5 years in the league and compare it to Donovan McNabb's first 5 years in the league? And how about we look at Jalen Hurts having the same offensive coordinator for five years like Donovan McNabb had for 5 years? Like,
I actually have those two stats like pulled up on my computer right now. I'm not even joking. They're both first five for both. And
all right, and let me guess.
Pretty heavy leaning Jalen Hurts.
It is a much different game than it was when Donovan played. I mean, it's much more heavily weighted than the
goalposts.
You don't think it's a much more offensive game than it was in 2000?
Yes, but you didn't start with that earlier. Every time somebody comes up with something else, now it's like, well, of course it's a different game than the late 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, I'm not basing it on numbers. I'm just basing when I watch the guys play. I think Donovan, especially in his first 5 years, I think he was the better player.
What do the stats say, though?
Yeah, the stats. I don't care about the stats, Steve. I don't care about the stats when it comes to ranking Hurts.
Okay. Very good. Whatever. Listen. There's no way.
You know what people mean when they say
no
whatever, don't you?
Yeah, he means he thinks I'm an idiot. I get it.
Every year, a different coach, Donovan would be barfing every other play like he did in the Super Bowl. Okay.
I don't know about all that.
This is the problem that I have. Is you talk to people now, people would think Donovan McNabb was Bobby Hoeing. Like, they would think he was awful.
No, they
don't. He's incredibly underappreciated.
I'm not his biggest fan, and up until, like, literally recently, I have always said he's the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, and he drove me crazy.
Of all the callers today that have weighed in on this, has one person said one positive thing about Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
No. The answer's no.
Probably not.
No.
Seems.
Well, so you, say something positive.
I think he was a great quarterback. He was the third best quarterback in the league from 2000 to 2004. It was Tom Brady, it was Peyton Manning, it was Donovan McNabb.
Why?
Because he's why I came to Philadelphia.
I watched him play. I don't know what to tell you.
I would watch the cut-ups of all the defenses of the teams that we were going to go up against. And when I had a chance to watch the Philadelphia offense, I ate that up because I was fascinated to watch Donovan McNabb. I wanted to see Andy Reid's offense. I wanted to see Donovan McNabb just eating it up. He was so great. He was so groundbreaking at the time.
Especially,
I wanted to be a part of that.
In 2001 especially, which was his third year in the league, his second year as a starter, he was that entire offense.
You mean before he decided he didn't want to run anymore because he didn't want to be a running quarterback?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That was really annoying.
Dial that back.
It made him special.
Yeah, no, it did.
It's what makes Jalen special, the combination.
Absolutely, no question about it. But, like, that year, they got to the NFC Championship game. They took on the Rams, who were a juggernaut at the time, the greatest show on turf.
They had a chance in that game.
Exactly.
They really did. They did.
The only reason they had a chance was because of Donovan, because he's playing with Freddie Mitchell and Todd Pinkston and James Thrash.
And if he had Andy Reid, if Jalen Hurts had Andy Reid for his first 5 years, Jalen Hurts would be a much better quarterback than
I agree.
He is today.
That's a great point to make, Steve.
You know, TK, I'm really upset, man. You know, I can't believe you're even thinking this guy is better.
Steve is distraught.
Richie Rich, real fast.
I don't know what to tell you, Steve.
All right, Richie, you're in the backfield, you're playing fullback, and that running back behind you is a pompous ass, Are you going to block for him or not block for him? Are you going to be a team player or let him get crushed by Lawrence Taylor or whoever is coming from the blind spot? Are you going to pick up the block or are you going to let him get crushed?
Look, if it really is a team situation, I need to win for the team's purposes. I'm going to block for him. This is a team situation where the outcome really doesn't matter to the rest of us as much as it does to Joe and Jack. It's more of a personal thing, one-on-one, where he's saying he's a better athlete than Jack is. How does that become a team thing?
Well, I think this means more to Spike than it does to anybody.
I would absolutely agree with that.
To be honest with you. Steve, what or who is funny?
How about Lucille Ball?
Lucille Ball, appreciate the call.
You ever heard of her?
I've heard of her before my time. I wouldn't know.
Joe DeCamera would love that answer.
He's reading a book on her right now.
Joe DeCamera pandering answer.
Yes.
Joe said that if there were one comedian he could trade places with in the world. No, one actor if he could trade places with. One entertainer in the world, it would be Lucille Ball.
Really? Why?
Who knows? That's kind of a weird answer. Yeah, it is.
Kind of a weird dude. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Familiar with that?
Let's go to Rick in Easton. What's up, Rick?
You guys are funny and entertaining. I will tell you that right now. And, you know, Joe DeCamera has to go back to the old Joe DeCamera. If I was the marketing person or the production manager at WIP, you had almost 500 people. People listen to your show because you guys are fun and entertaining. There were almost 500 people that came to Plymouth White Marsh. I think we're on the cusp of having Wing Bowl 2 here. You should have Ricky versus Ike next summer. You should have Seltzer versus Spike. I would come see Devin versus Taron Hatcher in mud wrestling. I'm telling you, you guys... That would be pretty cool, by the way. You guys are sitting on a gold mine. You guys are sitting on a gold mine. This is entertainment. This is fun. Just think about how you guys could have charged admission. You could have charged for parking. I scheduled my work day around going to Plymouth White Marsh because I went to PW. I'm telling you, it's absolutely you guys are sitting on such a gold mine from a marketing standpoint, and something has to replace Wing Bowl.
Well, but there you go, Rick. What do you have for something that's funny?
Well, my top five real quick was Iverson, J-Roll, because J-Roll, you know, had more hits than the greatest third baseman in baseball. And then I would go Hertz, Howard, and B-Dawg. Who's funny is the new George Carlin. He reminds you of things you forgot to laugh about. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay, appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks.
I loved Sebastian's first three specials. I did not like his last one.
Okay.
And I was a huge fan.
I haven't seen his last one, but I love Sebastian Maniscalco. He's funny.
I've never seen him before. I'm not a big stand-up comedy
guy. Let me
see
if I can get this right. You don't listen to music, and you don't watch any stand-up comedy.
Do you like fun?
Yes, I do like fun.
Oh, he's got
I think I like fun.
He has to follow. He's got three kids that are...
Let's be clear. He didn't do this before having kids.
Smaller.
Yeah. This is not as a result of having
children. No, this is not a result of the kids. This is just the way I am. Yeah, I'm not...
I've never understood
stand-up comedy. I just don't really
What's
like...
What's not to understand?
Like, I'm not going to sit at home and watch two hours of stand-up comedy on TV.
So I actually get that. I'm the same way. I'm not a big... I can't wait to turn on this Netflix stand-up comic special. But then usually if I go live to something, I enjoy it and I laugh, but it's not... I get what you're saying. It's not my favorite thing.
I'd be interested in going to see a stand-up comic live. I wouldn't shell out, hundreds of dollars to do it.
No.
But, yeah, I don't understand, the people who watch the stand-up comedy specials at home.
Me.
Yeah, that does nothing for me.
I don't do that either.
It's on TV. It's on my streamer. They look funny in the little preview, and if they're funny, I watch them.
Yeah, and maybe I was kind of scarred a little bit because I used to be an usher at the Link, in addition to working the Eagles games, we used to have to do all these other events, whatever. And Kevin Hart did his stand-up show there. I didn't think it was very good at all.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big Kevin Hart guy, to be honest.
I've not seen him do... I mean, I like him in movies. I think he's fun.
Yeah.
But I have not... But what I usually do is I see somebody on the streamer, and then I go see them live.
Okay.
Like Bergazzi, I've seen live. Sebastian, that's how I kind of determine. Well, I kind of like this person. I'm going to go see him.
So, okay. So that's how you'll...
I do it in reverse.
So you kind of screen them ahead of time.
Correct.
That makes sense. Okay.
You're a heart hater.
I am a heart hater, yeah. He's not that funny. I mean,
he's
a little overexposed, too. I mean, he's all over the place.
I feel like he hasn't been as exposed. I feel like Shane Gillis, I was forced to see live recently, and I did not think it was funny whatsoever. He's hosting the ESPYs tonight, right?
The tire show that he has, it's not for everyone, but I do laugh out loud.
No, I've seen Tires is funny, but his stand-up.
I haven't seen him stand-up.
I don't think his stand-up is that funny.
Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A lot to do in the last segment. We'll have times. Yours coming up. Also, we will get to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, what he had to say on the Pivot podcast yesterday about why the Eagles decided to get rid of him. All that coming up in the last segment of the show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is the Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.